crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream. And now, 100% tariff-free.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Pross.
3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
President Trump is the president of peace. He's the peace president.
Okay.
And look, you really can't say this any other way. If President Trump manages to pull this off, I mean, not only will you have essentially assured Republican dominance, I believe, in the upcoming 2026 midterms, but he'll likely secure the election of his chosen successor and earned himself a Nobel Peace Prize with certainty, which, of course, one of the co-hosts on American Ground Radio foretold many, many weeks ago.
Okay. I'm not quite convinced a peace deal in Russia and Ukraine gets the midterms, nor does it necessarily reelect get J.D. Vance the next.
Come on. Why you want to stomp all over
here's
that?
Here's why. Because George H.W. Bush won the first Gulf War, and he had soaring political fortunes.
Guess what?
And
that was one
2 war. Years,
that was one war. How many wars has President Trump?
No, I get that.
Ended.
I get all that, and
there's no comparison to George W. Bush.
No, there is, because people don't vote on foreign wars unless American people are involved. Once the war is over, and we no longer have people in the war. We're not voting on that. We're voting on domestic.
Do you remember in Congress when I think Nancy Pelosi was Speaker? And everyone had the Ukrainian flag.
I remember that.
Remember that? All the Democrats, you know, peace for Ukraine, et cetera, et cetera.
And then you know what happened next?
Guess who delivered that?
Okay, but do you know what happened next? They had all those Ukrainian flags there waving. They lost the midterms. They had the flags there waving them around.
No, I understand. I'm just talking about Democrats.
People aren't voting on foreign affairs as much as they vote on domestic affairs. Now,
I'm not talking about people.
Donald Trump, talking
about Democrats.
I get that, but I'm talking about people because people are ones who vote, both Democrats and Republicans and independents. So they're going to be voting on domestic issues. They're going to be voting on their income, table issues. They're going to be voting on the job market. They're going to be voting on whether these tariffs are helping the U.S. economy by bringing jobs back or hurting the economy by leading to inflation, like the left says. Those are the things that are going to determine. Now, I think the outcome is going to be the same. I do think at this point, Republicans are poised to hold the House and probably expand their lead in the House. I think they're likely to expand their lead in the Senate. I don't think they're getting to 60 seats, but I think they're going to pick up a couple. But that's going to be more about domestic stuff than whether he gets peace between Putin and Zelensky.
Well, apparently President Trump said that he had a very good meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. He also met with President Macron of France. He also met with President Stubb of Finland, the Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni,
mm-hmm.
Also met with Prime Minister Keir Starmer of mm-hmm. the UK,
right?
The Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz, the President of the European Commission. This list goes on, but it's part of a coalition of folks coming to the table to support a peace between Zelensky,
yeah.
Between Ukraine and Russia.
Well, you know, it is interesting because when Putin came to Alaska, there were no other countries' representatives that came with him, right?
Okay.
There's no other country that's supporting that really is like actively, openly out in the open saying, I support Russia.
But see, that's
Europe,
the other part.
They're all coming in. They're saying, you know what? We think Russia's wrong in this. We think Ukraine's right in this. We're going to support Ukraine as they go and talk to Trump.
No, that's true. But, you know, the left, they tried to turn that Anchorage summit. Mm-hmm. I'll call it the Anchorage summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. You know, they tried to say that was a failure. Because
that's ridiculous.
Because President Trump didn't immediately declare, you know, that there was peace.
That's absolutely insane.
That the war was over.
The media beclowns itself by saying nonsense like that.
But see, here's the other part. You know, they try to back folks into a corner. And we need to give the Trump administration some room, as the kids say, to cook. You know, let Trump cook.
President Trump has ended 6 wars this year. I'm gonna trust his instincts when it comes to ending another war. And frankly, every American should, because Donald Trump not only has ended more wars than every American has, Donald Trump has ended more wars than any other single human being has in American history, as far as I can see.
So obviously, I'm very proud of President Trump. You know who I'm equally as proud of?
Who's that?
Marco Rubio.
I am too.
He has really, I don't want to say grown up, but he has certainly matured into a statesman.
He is thriving as our Secretary of State.
Here he is on Face the Nation as, I don't know, whoever the host
Martha
is.
Martha Raddatz, speaking of beclowning herself, my gosh,
that was
an awful interview.
Doesn't this set a dangerous precedent that the United States now accepts this concept that it is okay to seize land by force?
Well, Putin's already seized land by force, and that in and of itself is not a positive precedent. This whole war
is a negative precedent. Are you demanding
a
withdrawal?
Precedent. Well, again, here's the, in order to have a deal here to reach the end of this conflict, both sides are going to have to make concessions. That's
but
just a fact.
Does that mean
in any negotiation,
if Russian forces
no,
are
but
now?
If, but this is not about acceptance. This is about what Ukraine can accept and what Russia can accept. They both have to accept it. Otherwise, there won't be a peace deal. Okay? If there aren't concessions, if one side gets everything they want, that's called surrender. That's called the end of the war through surrender. And that's not what we're close to doing, because neither side here is on the verge of surrender or anything close to it. So in order for there to be a peace deal, this is just a fact. We may not like it. It may not be pleasant. It may be distasteful. But in order for there to be an end of the war, there are things Russia wants that it cannot get. And there are things Ukraine wants that it's not going to get. Both sides are going to have to give up something in order to get to the table, in order to make this happen. That's just the way it is.
The naivety of that question from someone who's supposed to be.
I don't think it's naive for her to ask the question. She's asking the question in trying to further a narrative.
Right. But it comes from a naive premise that, one, we're the ones demanding the deal.
It's a dishonest premise.
Yes. I was being as nice as I could. I'm assuming ignorance rather than malevolence. So it's a naive question that shows her ignorance of how this stuff actually works. You don't end a war. Her whole point of, you know, you're going to justify a land grab. You're going to say that taking land by force is okay. No, we're not. But the number one way you stop another country from taking land by force is to be stronger than them.
No,
and
absolutely.
Ukraine is not stronger than Russia.
And guess what? When you're in the middle of negotiations, you do not broadcast what you've conceded,
right,
what you're gaining, what you actually want, what you're willing to concede.
Because that ruins the negotiations.
So we may not know the details today.
We're not supposed to.
We may not know them tomorrow. We may not know them for months, and that's okay, because diplomacy, peace, is a long game. And when you've got Donald Trump at the helm, the man who shattered expectations, just give him some room.
Given his track record of the last 6 months and during his first administration, he deserves more trust in this than any other human being in our lifetimes. Let's get to the top 3 things you need to know before tomorrow. As we were just talking about, President Trump hosted another peace negotiation at the White House today. In addition to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, French President Emmanuel Macron, Finnish President Alexander Stubb, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, NATO Secretary Mark Rutte all attended the meeting. This comes after a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska last week. While President Trump didn't announce a deal at the end of the conference, he did announce that European leaders were prepared to put more sanctions on Russia if the peace talks fail.
The stakes are high here.
Very much so.
I mean, this is a war that's dragged on for years. It's claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. And if Trump can bring peace, if he can end this war, it's not just a win for Ukraine or for Russia or for America, but for the world.
Second thing you need to know, for Michigan City Councilman is in hot water for allegedly stuffing ballot boxes last year. Democrat Abu Musa is a member of the Hamtramck Michigan City Council. Video obtained by investigators show Musa twice stuffing a ballot box with several bundles of ballots. The video was discovered as part of another investigation into whether Musa actually lives in Hamtramck or not. Musa won his primary election last August by just 76 votes, but of the 843 votes counted in the election, only 286 were actually cast on election day.
You know, I'm sure that such an event was just an anomaly there in, where is that, in Michigan?
Hamtramck, Michigan. Half the city council is under investigation right now. MSNBC is changing its name. The company that had been named because of a joint venture between NBC and Microsoft will now be called My Source New Opinion World. It will go by the acronym MS Now. This comes as MSNBC's parent company, Comcast, is spinning off several of its programming products into a new company called Versant and will include MS Now, CNBC, E!, and Sci-Fi. In addition to the name change, MS Now is getting a new logo that looks like a red equal sign on a white flag. Despite the name and local change, the so-called news outlet plans to keep its far-left biases intact.
MS Now, and I don't even know what that acronym means. New Opinion World?
They were just trying to say MS Now.
I mean, could you not get a little more creative with that? I mean, I like MS Now.
The acronym's pointless, but they're trying to be cute.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Water alone is not enough for serious hydration. You need PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. PerformLite is more than just electrolyte formula. It's a complete comprehensive blend of electrolytes. It supports your immune system, gives you metabolism, energy, and stress support, helps you recover, and boost your energy. Listen, we're down here in the South, and it's hot, and drinking water is not enough. Stay hydrated throughout the day with natural electrolytes. Just one pack a day, and it's one way for me to beat the heat. It's called PerformLite. Go to vni.life/AGR. That's vni.life/AGR. And use the promo code AGR20 and get 20% off your order. Perform Light from Victory Nutrition International. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the discount code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. We like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
So Hillary Clinton, the woman who spent nearly a decade blaming her 2016 loss on Donald Trump.
Well, it was his fault.
It kind of was his fault. No, you know what? No, she did that to herself.
Yeah, but if he hadn't been in the race, she still would have won.
That's true.
You see?
That's certainly true.
So no, it's his fault.
I get that. But she was
not saying it's a bad thing.
But she blamed Trump. She blamed Russia. Of course, that was a lie. Sexism.
Yeah, I can't believe she bought into her own lie. She was the one who made up the lie, and then she thought that that was the actual reason.
And I guess really what I'm saying is she blamed anyone but herself.
What had happened was...
Exactly. Well, now she is saying that if Trump, in fact, ends this war in Ukraine, that he would deserve glory.
He would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, she said.
That's pretty remarkable for Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's not a very, you know, she's not one of those big people. You know, like they say, you know, the bigger the person, you know, the smaller the, you know, the more humble that they are, right?
Oh, yeah, she's not humble.
It takes a big person to forgive, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
She's not. That's not Hillary Clinton.
Okay, but notice the standards she has set here. It's not enough that Donald Trump stopped the war between Cambodia and Thailand. It's not enough that Donald Trump stopped the war between Israel and Iran. It's not enough that Donald Trump stopped the war between Pakistan and India. It's not enough that he stopped the war in Congo. It's not enough that he signed the peace agreement between Azerbaijan and Armenia.
Did you mention the Abraham Accords?
No, that was even from the first term. I was just going just the last 6 months. She's not happy with the seven wars he's stopped so far this year. No, it has to. Okay, if he gets an eighth war, then he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well,
name anybody else
I
who has won a Nobel Peace Prize for stopping even two wars.
I guess she thinks this is the big daddy of them all, right?
Teddy Roosevelt won the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping the war between Russia and Japan.
But, I mean, just think about
this.
That
was just one war.
I mean, this is poetic justice. I mean, seriously, for years, she has smeared Trump. She's lied about Trump.
Yeah.
She's tried to delegitimize Trump.
All that Russia nonsense, that was her brainchild.
And history, and I say history, it's really Donald Trump's results that is forcing her to eat her words.
We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, what's the cringe crown award of the week?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. Okay, so the question is, who is our Cringe Crown Award winner this week?
Jennifer Welsh.
Who's that?
You get the crown, my friend. She is a podcaster. She has a podcast with another lady. What's the name of their podcast?
I've had it.
That's the name of the podcast.
This is the name of the podcast. These are two women that get on their podcast and they just really vent about
what?
Things they've had it with.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're usually funny. They're funny.
I've liked some of the things.
Until Trump became president. And
yeah.
Oh, so now they're mad about Trump.
Oh, are they mad?
All right. Here is a clip from their most recent podcast.
It with white people that triple Trumped.
Yeah.
That have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant, go to perhaps their gay hairdresser. I don't think you should be able to enjoy anything but Cracker Barrel. And if you want to triple Trump and you want to browbeat DEI and you want to browbeat gay people and you want to browbeat black people as you've been doing for 400 years, and you want to browbeat this generation of immigrants that come over here and open up businesses earnestly, pay their taxes, you want to demonize them and call them rapists and felons and all this, when the felon is the teeny weeny mushroom piece of shit, Kankles McTaco.
Okay. So we kind of have to cut that at that point, because you're saying a whole bunch of stuff you cannot say on radio. George Carlin would be blushing. So basically white people aren't, if you voted for Donald Trump, white people aren't allowed to go to Mexican restaurants anymore.
Yeah.
That's what she's upset
or
about.
Or Asian restaurants or Indian race. This is my thought. You know what? If conservatives can't go to these restaurants, those businesses will go out of business because we're the only ones working. Secondly, those people that own those restaurants are probably conservative because they own a small business.
And can I add, they're legal. They're right. legal immigrants.
Exactly.
They
These
always
the
forget
people.
To put that part in there.
See, that's is one of the things that's so interesting about this whole debate is that the left intentionally forgets to use the word legal.
Right.
Because conservatives are not yeah. mad about immigrants. Conservatives are irate that we have allowed illegal immigration. We have allowed people to break the law to come to this country to unfairly get a leg up against Americans
yeah.
and for Americans' safety net to be paying for their health care, yeah. for their food, for their housing, when we don't do that for every American that is already in the country.
Well, and
that's the problem.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if she should get the cringe crown or the unhinged crown because she's so unhinged. And when she says browbeat.
Oh, yeah. Browbeat.
DEI. Browbeat LGBTQ. Mm. Browbeat the blacks. What is she? Who is she talking about? Nobody I know in my conservative circle feels that way. They love everybody. So that's part of the narrative that the left has pushed.
Now, I don't love it when you want to take young children and cut off their breasts and their genitals
right,
and
right.
replace it with something artificial yeah. for non-medical reasons. That I hate that
yeah,
because that is destructive
totally
to those
different.
Children.
This is that... You know what I say? Keep doing these podcasts because all they're doing is moving more and more people to the right.
Mm-hmm.
This is so hateful, vengeful.
It's so out of touch with reality.
It's not. There's nothing about it that's true. Mm-hmm. And I look at her and I think, who are your? You're an elitist in New York or California. You know, you came from Bravo or whatever. So you and your bubble. You know, y'all have everything. You're the ones that preach climate, but yet you have jets that you jet all over the world for. And so then she talks about, you know, these are the people, the immigrants. The immigrants are the ones that help. They come over here and they build their business. We're not talking about illegal immigrants, honey. We're talking, if they want to come over here legally, yes, we will support them.
Yes,
like
yes,
everybody
exactly.
else. We and, love that.
And when they become citizens and they have that citizenship ceremony, we will cheer and
Absolutely.
We will put it on the news.
And I guarantee you, most of them are probably conservative. I guarantee
A lot of them.
You.
Yeah.
yeah. And the other thing that just drives me nuts is, you know, she comes in and she talks like this, and all it does is give our people, I mean, people on the left that are friends of ours, more fodder.
Exactly.
They get on there and they share this and you're like, you're talking about me. You know me.
Well, their thinking is stupid. It's like if you say conservatives hate gay people. So do we hate all of you because you're obviously pedophiles because you voted for Biden?
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
stupid.
We would never.
It's stupid.
Yes.
Their thinking is so stupid and out of touch with reality. Jennifer needs a freaking dose of sunshine. Being around normal people, and she needs a meal at Cracker Barrel.
She needs to put her feet in the grass. Yeah.
I do think there's also a danger when you're hosting a show, mm-hmm. and the job on your show is to explain what you're tired of.
Yeah.
We wrote a book called Bright Spots, Big Country. We always have a segment on our show talking about bright spots and our moment of woe because we always want to be highlighting something that is going right because it's so easy to get dragged down
True.
By what you see is going wrong. And if the whole point of your show is to tell people what you hate about what's going wrong, that's going to affect your psyche eventually.
Amen. You're right.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Turn that up. Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American Ground Radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure!
No, it's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. When you're hungry for the truth, you're just not you. Think clearly again by grabbing American Ground Radio and get back to being yourself.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, it ain't going to spank itself.
That doesn't sound right.
Or how about all you can eat? Because
these are catchphrases for the same story.
Well, these are basically these are very provocative, obviously profanity laced type merchandise in Virginia Beach. A lot of beach towns.
Okay.
Have like they have the shorts, and that's what's on the
butt back, of the shorts,
back of these shorts.
Yeah,
and, you know,
so
it ain't gonna spank itself.
When I've gone down to New Orleans, there are all kinds of raunchy
indecent,
t-shirts,
vulgar clothing
in stores. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
and especially in some of these beach towns.
Yeah, sure.
They're family friendly.
Okay.
And
some of them are family friendly
for the most part.
Okay.
I mean, there's some areas, and you know, families have to endure. You know, their kids saying, what does that mean?
Right.
That
yeah.
This ain't going to spank itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Referring to, you know, your derriere of the person that is
wearing
that.
Said shorts.
So the city council passed a resolution encouraging Atlantic Avenue boardwalk retailers
mm-hmm.
to remove voluntarily vulgar merchandise from storefront displays.
Okay. It's a resolution. It's non-binding.
It's not a law.
It's voluntary. I have no problem with the city council suggesting that. Normally, when city councils are passing resolutions, I'm like, that's not your business. I get what they're doing here, and okay.
Is it a violation of their First Amendment rights?
Not at all.
For the city council to suggest you need to kind of shut that down?
Not at all, because it's not binding. It's a resolution saying we would like it if you wouldn't do that. Anyone has the right to walk up to a business and say, you know what, I'm resolved that you should not do this.
But you know,
anyone has that
but
right.
But you know, here's the thing: in New York City, you walk, you know, down any street in New York City, there's these tourist shops
all over,
and sometimes there are four-letter words on these T-shirts.
Absolutely,
I do have a problem with that. Because there's kids. I mean, I guess there's not a law here.
No.
I mean, but at the same time, there's not a law that necessarily will fix that. But it's just common decency. You've got kids walking along, a busy New York City street,
and
on their way to, Ellis Island to catch one of the ferries to Ellis Island, or going to the Empire State Building.
And you're displaying that in your store speaks badly about you, but it also speaks badly about your town because you are a tourist shop in a tourist area, and that it sends a bad message about what your town's all about, if that's the imagery you're putting out about your town.
I think so. But again, it's not a law. But I do applaud them.
I applaud them I think that's the right way to do it, because they didn't pass a law saying we're going to ban speech, because it is speech. But they did say, look, come on, guys.
But there's also a lot of money. Virginia Beach welcomes about 14 million visitors each year.
Wow.
Generating $2.5 billion in spending. I'm not sure if that's all for the
shorts.
Yeah, all you can eat, or, Trick-fil-A, or whatever else is on your derrier side.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
So there's a new study out in The Hill called Performative Virtue Signaling Has Become a Threat to Higher Ed. So performative virtue signaling. So this is basically you're pretending to be part of the politically correct crowd in higher education. So they wrote, between 2023 and 2025, we conducted 1,452 confidential interviews with undergraduates at Northwestern University and the University of Michigan. So they're in Illinois, they're in Michigan. We were not studying politics, we were just studying development. We asked, have you ever pretended to hold more progressive views than you truly endorse to succeed socially or academically? An astounding 88% said yes. So 88% of college students at Northwestern and Michigan University are saying, I'm pretending to be more of a leftist than I actually am just so I can get by in college. They wrote, this dissonance shows up everywhere. 78% of students told us they self-censor on their beliefs surrounding gender identity. 72% on politics. 68% on family values. More than 80% said they had submitted classwork that misrepresented their views in order to align with professors. 80%.
Oh, my goodness.
For many, this has become second nature, an instinct for academic and professional self-preservation. 80% of college kids are pretending to hold views they do not actually endorse just so they can get a better grade on their paper.
That is a remarkable. What is the number again?
80%. 4 out of 5. They then did an experiment. They asked, what do you think about gender? So 87% identified as exclusively heterosexual and supported a binary model of gender. 9% expressed partial openness to gender fluidity. Just 7% embraced the idea of gender as a broad spectrum. And most of these belonged to activist circles. Okay. But would you ever tell someone that? Would you ever tell someone what you think about gender identity? And remember, by the way, the vast majority, 87%, there's just two genders. So 77% said they disagreed with the idea that gender identity should override biological sex in such domains as sports, healthcare, or public data, but would never voice that disagreement out loud. 77%, they are hiding their views on gender. 38% describe themselves as morally confused. They're uncertain whether honesty was still ethical if it meant exclusion. So is it still honest? Is it still ethical to be honest if your opinion is going to offend someone else?
But you know what? I guess what's even more troubling is that these academics who claim to be all about learning and in terms of developing one's mind.
Yes. Education is the future.
They're not about that at all. No. I mean, because it's accept. I mean, here's the thing.
This is indoctrination, not education.
But if you find out this type of information, let's just say you're a professor.
Right.
And you find this out and you say, you know what? I don't want. Do you, I guess, for the liberal, do they say, oh, this is exactly the way that we would like them to be more enlightened? Or do you say, you know what, this is wrong. I'm going to change. We need to change the image of academia to be more open, to be more, and we're going to go the other direction. Because if we have created this, if this is
this hostile environment to the truth,
we need to fix it.
Right, because our students are leaving universities wondering if telling someone the truth is ethical. They're questioning whether it's right to tell people something that is true. The report says, we do not fault students for perpetuating a climate that is hostile to intellectual integrity. We fault the faculty, administrators, and institutional leaders who built a system that rewards moral theater while punishing inquiry. In shielding students from discomfort, they have also shielded them from discovery. The result is a generation confident in self-righteousness, but uncertain in self. They're convinced they're taking the moral high ground, but they don't actually know who the heck they are because they haven't been allowed to express who they are through 4 years of college. And we're paying for that.
And I don't see it getting any better at this point unless someone, you know, unless they decide to change.
Good point.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Whether you're a small business, mid-sized company, or an enterprise, hiring the right people is crucial.
You need Global Data Fusion Hiring and Screening Solutions. They provide comprehensive background checks for any industry.
From criminal and civil records to motor vehicle reports, verifications, I-9, E-Verify, they've got everything you need.
Protect your business and hire with confidence.
Visit GlobalDataFusion.com, the trusted choice for reliable background screening.
Global Data Fusion, your partner in safe hiring.
Feeling bloated and discomfort after meals? It's time you try Enzorb from Victory Nutrition International. It's a daily dose of living enzymes to support all the essential activities of life. Enzorb adds digestive enzymes to support your gut health. These are enzymes that break down what you put in your body in a more pleasant digestive experience. Just one daily serving of Enzorb and you'll see the benefits. Absorb more good stuff and detoxify the bad stuff with Enzorb. Go to their website. It's vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20. Once again, that website, vni.life/AGR. Use the code AGR20 to get 20% off Enzorb and no more bloating after meals. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
What would entice you to try CBD Pure?
I need a guarantee.
Whether you want to get rid of pain, have better sleep, or just feel healthier, CBD Pure has the solution. CBD Pure will refund send you if you're not satisfied after 90 days.
I stand behind it. I guarantee it.
Get 15% off and free shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com. That's CBDPure.com and use the code AGR to get the discount and free shipping. Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Wait, he's not a man anymore. He's a man identifying as a woman. Now look at me. Back to him. I mean, her. She's a man again. Confused? Me too. Ladies, you want a man who stands up for what matters in this country. Be a man and listen to American Ground Radio. Ladies, look at me. You're welcome. Now he's a man again who listens to the truth at American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, I think this is good news.
Okay.
That the U.S. drinking rate is at a new low.
I saw that. The lowest since the 1930s, 1935, I think.
Right. So apparently Gallup has been recording for nearly 90 years. Or they've been tracking, I should say, the amount of alcohol we consume as a nation. And the percentage of U.S. adults who say they consume alcohol has now dropped to 54%, which is the lowest that they have ever recorded in their 90 years of tracking.
And I think a lot of that actually is the young generation that's coming up, that they aren't as much into drinking alcohol as previous generations have been.
But I think also Americans are more health conscious than ever. I think that...
I think we've got some Americans who are more health conscious than others, but than ever. But the United States has the largest percentage of its population that is obese of any nation on earth. And it's not even close. It's like 40% of our nation is overweight, and the next closest is like 25. So, yes, we do have some people who are focusing on it. Yes, it is a topic of conversation. But when we still have 40% of our country that is overweight, you can't say that we are more health conscious than ever.
I get it, but I still think this is good news because fewer Americans drinking. And look, I'm not against drinking by any means. You know, I'll have a good margarita every decade or so. or a Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary once
every blue moon. But here's the thing. Fewer Americans are drinking, and I think that means healthier Americans. I think it lowers the risk of chronic disease.
That's true.
Drunk driving.
Absolutely.
Less strain on our healthcare system.
And if it's part of a trend that's going to grow where we do actually start to deal with our healthcare issues, where we actually start to realize that our pursuit of health is up to us and that we need to be making better choices as individuals rather than expecting the government to make us healthy, then yeah, I'm all in.
You know what? I will drink to that.
Wow. Okay. Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot. So President Trump posted online over the weekend, quote, "I am going to lead a movement to get rid of mail-in ballots. And also, while we're at it, highly inaccurate, very expensive, and seriously controversial voting machines." I do think this is a bright spot. I know there's folks on the left that think this is fascism or whatever, but mail-in ballots do lead to fraud. It's so much easier to cheat with them than with other forms of voting. And when you have people cheating during an election, that is a official threat to democracy.
100%. And look, the fact of the matter is, I mean, they've done studies on this. This is going back. Actually, it was George W. Bush that commissioned
a study on
study on this.
And by the way, it wasn't just Republicans. Jimmy Carter was involved.
And in that report, they found that 25% of mail-in ballots never got counted.
Huh.
Because they either got lost.
Yeah. They came back too late,
or the person requesting the ballot never got it in time.
This is a problem.
I mean, it is mail-in ballots is the cheater's paradise, and you don't need a PhD in political science to understand this,
right? Because it's so easy to cheat. You get the ballot, you get somebody else's ballot, you steal their mail
because you can make
you just
copies,
stole their vote.
You can make copies of ballots. You can stuff. You can go around
stuffing
collecting
ballot boxes,
other people's
like
whatever,
like they apparently did in that Hamtramck, Michigan.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
He wrote, "We are now the only country in the world that uses mail-in voting. All others gave it up because of the massive voter fraud encountered. We will begin this effort, which will be strongly opposed by the Democrats because they cheat at levels never seen before, by signing an executive order to help bring honesty to the 2026 midterm elections." Now, he's not quite right on that. There are other countries that do use mail-in ballots. Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, several others. By the way, have you noticed how all those countries, they now have like far left governments in them? Huh. They use mail-in ballots.
So the easier it is to cheat, you get more liberal leaders.
Yeah. Okay. But there are also lots of places that ban mail-in ballots, like France. Most countries actually ban mail-in ballots. Not all, but most. And I don't know if the executive order is going to solve this. Democrats are definitely going to sue. Some judge is going to issue a nationwide injunction. I think there's a constitutional question over whether the president, through an executive order, can mandate that there's no mail-in ballots anywhere. But the point is, he's going to push this issue through an executive order that may lead to some action in Congress, but at least it is going to create a conversation in the U.S., and it's likely, I think, based off of his previous track records of stuff like this, it's actually going to push the country to the right on this issue.
And by the way, it is minorities and young people who are more likely to use mail-in ballots, and those have the highest percentage of not being counted at all. So if you're someone that's out there that, you know, you're all in on vote on doing
mail-in
away
ballots,
or doing away with voter ID because it disenfranchises
minority
voters, I mean, you should be against mail-in ballots.
Because that definitely disenfranchises. You're disenfranchised as a voter if your ballot never makes it to being counted.
Exactly.
And yet 25%, I don't know where they went.
They just get lost.
Weird. Just disappeared. I think this is a bright spot. It's not going to be a slam dunk. There's going to be a fight. But yeah, we need to stop mail-in ballots in this country. It's just too easy to cheat with them. In our elections, our democracy is too important.
And it erodes the integrity of our elections.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Having a hard time focusing or maybe kick-starting your brain in the morning? Then try Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. Brain Reward gives your brain refreshing support with nutrients that help regulate stress and focus. It helps your mood, clarity, and motivation without the caffeine jitters. Sharpen your focus with Brain Reward. Improve your cognitive experience with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. You get 20% off if you go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. That's vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20. It's time to get that focus you haven't had in years with Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International. And you get 20% off. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillows, sheets, and blanket pillows. Oh, yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill, or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code. That's AGR, and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, you know Costco, you know, the bulk warehouse giant.
Right.
Cheap hot dogs. They also have, you know, great hot dogs, $1.50. It's a good deal.
All right.
Well, they now announced that they will not sell Mifepristone. Which, you know, again, is not a cough syrup. It's not aspirin. It's a drug that is designed with one purpose, and that is to end a pregnancy. Now,
it's an abortion drug.
Costco.
It's half of the abortion drug cocktail.
Costco has never sold Mifepristone.
Okay.
But they're making a position or taking a statement.
They're making the announcement
that they will not sell that drug. And that is, you know, certainly I say that's an anomaly to some degree, because you have all these other major pharmacies and retailers like CVS and Walgreens and Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm.
They have all announced in recent years that they do, and certainly continue to this day, dispensing this abortion-inducing medication.
So Costco just
not
came out.
Quite medication. It's a poison.
Yeah. So Costco just came out and said, we're not going to sell it. And did they say why they were
making
the announcement?
Well, they cited low demand, but they've never sold it in the first place.
Okay.
I guess maybe they don't have a lot of customers asking for it, but this was a bold statement, a bold pro-life statement. And
it's making you say, whoa. Earlier today, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had a fitness competition. Their challenge was to see which one of them could do 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in 5 minutes. The challenge came as part of Kennedy's Make America Healthy Again campaign. Hegseth has complained that under previous administrations, the fitness standards for the military were relaxed, leading to a lack of fitness. So they posted a video of their challenge online, working out with other soldiers. The Secretary of Defense finished the challenge in 5 minutes and 25 seconds, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services finished just behind him. So neither one actually achieved it. But to be fair, Secretary Kennedy is 71 years old, so doing 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups in less than 6 minutes... it's quite an achievement.
For both of them, they're leading by example.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.